Squeal by Rachel Kincaid. If I move, I will hurt him. It will cause him pain and possibly make him bleed. I don't want to do that. He knows I don't want to do that. I know that he knows, and he knows that I know that he knows. I'm stuck. I'm at an impasse. I can feel the flame of a squeal bursting to get out of me. I would not have to force it. All I would have to do is open my mouth, allow my throat to relax, and it would reverberate around the room. I cannot do that. The children are in the next room. The tension within me lies like an electrified solid lump of concrete in my stomach. Helpless, I can do nothing about it. I know that. He knows that. It is not an unpleasant sensation. It is really rather nice in a very strange, weird, wet kind of way. It tickles slightly and arouses me at the same time. The squeal is now demanding release, but I can't do that. I know. He knows. My breathing is laboured and intense. Our eyes never break contact, like lightsabers in some kind of sci-fi Mexican standoff. The first one to blink loses. This is not sex, this is war, but if I move, I will hurt him. With an evil grin, he keeps slurping and licking and nibbling. My upper torso is squirming and flailing on the bed as I shove my fist as far into my mouth as I can to prevent any sound escaping. God damn it, I hate it when he does this. God damn it, I love it when he does this. I want him to stop. I need him to continue. Conflicting, battling emotions. The civil war between my senses, my brain, and my now slick pussy rages. With a loud pop, like someone uncorking a bottle of wine, he takes my big toe out of his mouth. I exhale and deflate, smeared across the sheets in relief and disappointment.